Heavy manufacturing such as steel and chemicals helped build many Ohio Valley towns. Today, much of that work has gone global, leaving behind a legacy of contamination with old polluted sites still emerging. A new lawsuit alleges a company failed to report a dump site in West Virginia that's leaking toxic pollutants into a nearby creek. Brittany Patterson reports.
It's a muggy afternoon on the banks of the back channel of Davis Creek. Diana Green knows this nearly 10-mile-long waterway well. She grew up playing in it, bought a farm on its banks, and founded a conservation group that for more than two decades has worked to improve this watershed. It's had its fair share of challenges: coal mining, oil and gas drilling, logging. Then, as more people move to the valley, trash and erosion. And, of course, the chemical plants.
This has been the chemical valley. There's been a lot of industry ever since I can remember.
For decades, the chemical industry flourished in the Kanawha and Ohio valleys. Big names like DuPont, Monsanto, and Union Carbide. As global competition intensified, many companies left or scaled down operations in the chemical valley, leaving in their wake a region pockmarked with hazardous cleanup sites. Now, information has surfaced that a landfill owned by Union Carbide has sat dormant and unregulated for decades. Data show pollution from the site is entering Davis Creek.
Well, I've been doing environmental law in some form or fashion for 30 years, and I have never seen anything like this.
Michael Callahan is an environmental attorney representing the Cortland Company that first sued Union Carbide and parent company Dow Chemical over what Cortland thought at the time was
more of a garden variety environmental case.
But the case has taken some strange turns. Cortland owns a piece of property next door to Union Carbide's tech center, which for decades was the company's R&D hub. It's also on EPA's radar as a hazardous waste site. In the fall of 2019, while deposing one of Union Carbide's environmental experts, Callahan says the case changed.
The expert indicated that there was a separate landfill adjacent to our client's property named Philmont, and we were kind of shocked at that because that landfill's not in any records.
EPA reports from the 70s and 80s say carbide put solid waste like lumber into the site. It also appears a fiber called Dynel was disposed of there, as well as coal ash and sewage treatment plant waste. Drums were both dumped and buried there, according to another document. And yet, it appears the dump site was never reported to state or federal regulators. Mark Glass is an environmental contamination and cleanup expert with Downstream Strategies, an environmental consulting firm. He says it's clear hazardous waste in the Philmont dump should be regulated.
If you have a bunch of waste that were disposed that are present there, then it needs to be permitted.
Much of the data and information on the Philmont site is under a protective order requested by Union Carbide. But limited sampling done by Carbide in conjunction with the city of South Charleston has been made public. Here's Glass again.
There's pretty good contamination there of some nasty things right at the property boundary, and it's on the other side of Davis Creek.
Pollutants include things like arsenic, lead, and dioxane, an industrial chemical and likely human carcinogen, according to the EPA. One result showed levels of dioxane 177 times above EPA's screening level. That's why Diana Green with the Davis Creek Watershed Association asked the judge to rethink the protective order and make more information open to the public.
I think we're all concerned about having all the truth of every situation that involves our watershed.
Union Carbide denies all claims made in this case, including that the landfill endangers the public, and says it will continue to vigorously defend itself. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson.